Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Tehran. With less than a week to the scheduled comprehensive talks between Iran and the P5+1 group, Russia's foreign minister has made an official visit to Tehran to discuss issues ranging from bilateral ties to the Moscow talks and the developments in Syria. During his short visit, he held a meeting with a number of Iranian officials, including Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, and his Iranian counterpart, Ali Akbar Salehi. In a meeting, both sides called for an increase in the volume of bilateral trade, which currently stands at $3 billion annually. Right after the meeting, the two ministers held a joint press conference. Both sides said they hold similar views regarding the situation in Syria. Lavrov, for his part, said that Moscow is to invite around 15 countries, including Iran, for an international meeting on Syria. He further said that the conference would call for the implementation of the plan by UN Arab League Joint Envoy Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan's six-point peace plan for Syria, launched in February 2012, is considered as the most serious international attempt to resolve the Syrian unrest. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi, referring to the upcoming talks between Iran and the P5+1 group due in Moscow, noted that the results of the negotiations would be fruitful if they are based on cooperation.
The direction taken by the two sides to resolve the issue is the right one. The issue is complicated and one has to have patience to make progress. The process can slow down at times and then accelerate, but we are optimistic about the final result.
Elsewhere in the press conference, visiting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the unilateral sanctions imposed by a number of Western countries against Iran would be counterproductive.
Our stance on unilateral sanctions is clear. We are opposed to any kind of unilateral sanctions, no matter which country they are related to, be it Iran, Cuba, or any other country. Unilateral sanctions by others will never have a positive and constructive outcome.
Lavrov's official visit to Tehran comes only days after the presidents of Iran and Russia met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in China. The two presidents had agreed to boost bilateral cooperation in different fields. Salman Khoujouri, Press TV, Tehran.